The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachas of Loisachsim Shor B'dishai. So yesterday we spoke out a little machshov about Loisachsim Shor B'dishai, how it's perhaps the makar to the manlama that holds Sar Balichayim Deiraisa. We saw that the Gemara discusses Amir La'akum in the context of Loisachsim Shor B'dishai, which we saw results in two interesting discussions lahalacha. Number one, you see that Amir La'akum is not a halacha that's unique, that's exclusive to Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yontif, but rather anything that a Yid is not allowed to do himself, there's a shvus for him to tell a goy to do on his behalf. It's brought down in halacha in Yerideya, Simin Resh Tzadik Zayin. Additionally, we said that the Rosh and Mukhi Yosef bring for Reb Sadia Goyen, who was Mechiach, that if you're not allowed to tell a Goy to be Sachsim Shor B'dishoy on your behalf, that would mean that the Isra Amir La'akum is true, even Shaloi Be'idin Isura, which would manifest itself in the Chiddush La'aloch in Hilchot Shabbos, and that it would be Aser for a Yid to tell a Goy to do Malacha for Man Shabbos, even if the Amir La'akum is taking place on Erev Shabbos. And it's brought down La'aloch in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Shabbos, Simen Shin Zayin. We spoke out some raid and some interesting pilpul from the Kashuk of a Goy regarding that. Either way, some more interesting Torah, Gemaras, and raid, some classic yeshiva shereid on the topic of Leisachsim Shor B'dishai. Zok to Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yoinis Simer Rab Simoi. Rabbi Yoinis and asked Rab Simoi the following question. Chos Mavi Bachotz. If a person has a shor and he wants it to thresh in the field, there's a loisasei of Leisachsim Shor B'dishai. So what he did was, he put the muzzle on the shor Mibachotz, outside of the field, so that when it entered the field, it already had the muzzle. Mahu, was he over the loisasei or not? Shor B'dishai Amar Achmano V'holav B'dishaihu. It says in the Torah, Leisachsim Shor B'dishai is the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. You're not allowed to do the chasima b'dishai. Over here, he didn't do the chasima b'dishai. Chasma b'bachotz. When the shor entered dishai, it already had the chasima. So perhaps he wasn't over the loisasei. Oidoma loy tadush b'chasima amar Rachmana. The Torah doesn't care where you put the muzzle. The punchline is that if the shor is working the field, don't be mitzayir the shor and allow it to eat, so that it can't be threshing with a muzzle, so that even though chasma bibachutz, still you're going to be over the loisa. Say, amale. So Rab Simoi told Rab Yoinisam, mi base avicha atolami. You're a kohen, and from the laws of the kohanim, you can learn an answer to this question, because it says in the Torah, yayin v'sheicher al teish ata uvanecha itoch bevoyachem, that a kohen is not allowed to do the avodah if he's a shikker. Yayim v'sheicher al teisht, ata uvanecha, says the Gemara, b'vayachem huda asar ha-mishnah me'al shari. It sounds a little bit like, from the pasuk, that b'vayachem, when you're inside the azara, you're inside the makom ha-mikdash, it's then yayim v'sheicher al teisht. As if to say that if you would drink beforehand, and you would enter the makom ha-mikdash, already geshikket, at that instance it would be okay. There's no way that's the truth, because the Torah gave a reason why a kohen is not allowed to do the avodah while he's shikur. The reason is lahavdol ben kodesh l'chol. Rashi says kidei sheyeda lahavchin ben avodah kedusha l'mechulala. So he should know the difference between a good avodah and a not good avodah. It's very important that the avodah be done properly, and if somebody's shikur, he's doing the avodah under the influence, it's very possible that he's not going to do it properly. So, exactly. So, if the reason that you're not allowed to do the avodah geshikert is lahavdol, that it's poshet, even though it says in the Torah, bivayachem, the way you read the pasuk is not, don't drink bivayachem, rather, don't enter when you've already drank. Meaning, elamah hasam b'shas bi'aloite shichrus. That's the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Hachonami, let's use that as a malamid to the loisase of leisachsim shor b'dishai as well. The b'shas tisho loite hechasima. Meaning, the same ambiguity that you have in leisachsim shor b'dishai, you have in the pasuk, yayim v'sheicher al teish atu uvanecho itach b'vayachem aloyomoyed. And just like over there, it's pashit from the next pasuk that says, that even to enter having drank outside would be aser, so too, entering the shor into dishoy with a muzzle is something that would be awesome. If somebody puts a muzzle on a parah, or if somebody puts two animals together regarding kalayim, potter. The only time you're loika dosh, if you actually do the disha, umanot bilvad. And the reason the Gemara brought this brisa is because this brisa supports the halacha that we just said. Because you see over here, if one person is chosen as apara and the other person is dosh umanig, the chosen as apara is potter, the dosh umanig is the one that's chayiv. So you see that the one that's dosh, even though he wasn't chosen at all, is going to be over an Isser. So certainly, if you're chasma vibachotz and you're dosh mibifnim, if you yourself are the one that was chasma, certainly you're going to be over the lot. Either way, the next Gemara is a classic. Chasma bakoil, the niga bakoil. If somebody was over leisachsim shabadishai, but he didn't do it with a physical act. Rather, he did it because he yelled at the shar as it was about to eat, and as a result, the shark got scared, it didn't eat. Or v'aniga b'kol, or he was manik kilayim b'kol. Rabbi Yechon says, chay, shalko shama potter. Rabbi Yechon says, yechayiv, which means malchus, akimas piv havi maisa. The coil that the person used to get the animal not to eat is considered a maisa. Even though it was only dibor, but akimas piv is considered a maisa. Reish Lakish on my potter, kolo loy havi maisa. Kolo is not considered a maisa. It's Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Loy shadim rashoy lahamen. We know there's a loy sase in the Torah called tmura. If somebody is mafish a carbon, then afterwards he has remorse. He says, I don't want this animal to be the carbon. I would rather that animal be the carbon. Says the Torah, it's aser to go and be machlif and switch the kedusha from the carbon that you were originally mafish onto another carbon. Stating that, if you did it, it works. Says the Braisa, loisha adam rashoy lahamar. You're not allowed to do tmura, as we just said. It's a loisa say. Elosh im hemir mumar. If you do it, it's chal. That's why you have the sugya of the oved mahani ilof loy mahani in the beginning of masechta tmura. V'soyvik is arbon, and you get malchus. What's the kasha? Afreik Rabbi Yechonon to Reish Lakish. When a person does a maisa tmura, is it a physical act? No. Tmura happens b'dibur ba'alma. It's a kimas piv. So you see that akimas piv havi maisa. Because akimas piv loy havi maisa, why are you soifik as arboim by tmura? Amalei, so Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechonon, Amani Rabbi Yehudahi. It could be that braisa that says, or that mishnah that says that a person gets malchus for tmura is going according to Rabbi Yehudah, Amar lav shein b'maisa loy ken olav. Who holds that you always get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa? Frank the Gemara, mi matzis muk mazal ki Rabbi Yehudah. Could it be that that mishnah is Rabbi Yehudah? Ketani reisha, the reisha that mishnah said, Akom amirin, everyone can do tmura, echad anashim, echad anashim. Meaning if a man is mafresh a carbon, and then he does tmura, it's tmura. If a woman is mafresh a carbon, she's the balas a carbon, and then she does tmura, it's tmura. But the mishnah said, hakol mamirin, vavinam ba, and we ask, hakol asuye mai, wherever it says the word, hakol, chulun daf beis, hakol shoichtim. Right, you have the word hakol that many mishnayas, many masechtas begin with. And the Gemara always says, hakol asuye mai, and the Gemara said, asuye yoyresh. It's coming to be marba yoyresh. Meaning, if Reuven was mafresh a carbon, and Reuven died, and Reuven's son, Yarshin, Reuven's carbon, he is shayach to the parish of Tmura. And the Gemara says, with the like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, ama yoyresh enei meimer, yoyresh enei soymech. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yoyresh is not shayach to Tmura. Not just that, a yoyresh that brings his father's carbon doesn't have the mitzvah of smicha. Either way, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnah said hakol mamirin and hakol lasuye mai lasuye yoyrish, and that's the like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah is clearly not Rabbi Yehuda. If the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, then when the Mishnah says you get malchus, it must be going even not according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav shein by maisa loyken olav. Meaning we're going according to Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, who all argued with Rabbi Yehuda, who hold lav shein by maisa ain't loyken olav. And still, you see, you get malchus for tmura. Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's a raya to me that when a person says something, it's considered a maisa. Sokti Gemara, no. Hai Tana Savala Kavasi Bechado, Polagla Bechado. You have no raya. It could be the Tana, the Mishnah is a third Tana. He held like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush that Lav She'en by Maisa Loiken Olav. Thus, the Mishnah says, Loisha Adam Rashoi Lahomer. Elishim Hamer Mumer Visoifik Esarbam. You get Malchus Vitmura because Tmura is considered a lav she'in by maisa, but lav she'in by maisa loikin olav. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the halachas of a yoyresh, because whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yoyresh cannot make tmura, our Mishnah says hakol mamirin lerabbis, even a yoyresh, that a yoyresh could make tmura. Either way, we have here an interesting machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The halacha revachi b'Yisrael is that lav she'in by maisa Ein loikin olif. So even though when a person does a lois asay, he gets malchus. If someone's mevatel and asay, he doesn't get malchus. If you're over a lois asay, you do get malchus. But there are rules. There are times when even for being over a lois asay, you don't get malchus. What's the rule? It has to be dumya to the lois asay of loisachsim sharbedishai. Ironically, loisachsim sharbedishai is a lav sheyesh by maisa. So anytime a person's over a lois asay, where it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, he gets malchus. If it's a lav sheyem by maisa, ain't like an olive, with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the Gemara just quoted. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a lav she'im by ma'isa like an olive. Rabbi Yoichan and Rish Lakish were arguing, according to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Yehuda, that hold lav she'im by ma'isa ain't like an olive. If somebody's over a lav, but he wasn't just sitting idly, he did something, not a physical act, he said something, the spoken word. Is that considered a ma'isa, or is it not considered a ma'isa? Akimas piv havi ma'isa, aloi havi ma'isa. Rabbi Yochanan holds, akimas piv havi ma'isa. So that in the halachas of Malkus, if someone's over aloi sasei, bidi buroi, it's considered that he did a ma'isa, he's going to get Malkus. Rish Lakish holds, akimas piv loi havi ma'isa. So if somebody's over aloi sasei al yidei di buroi, it's not considered that he did a ma'isa. So according to the chachamim that hold, lav she'in by ma'isa ain't loi kinolav, if someone's over aloi say al yidei diburoi, he will not get malchus. Freik teisus akasha dibra mask Rabbi Yochanan daf tzadik omid beis tema. The perik gimel the shvuas. There's a gemara in the third perik of masach the shvuas. Daf chaf aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer hoy Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yosei Aglili. This is Rabbi Yochanan talking. Kol lav she'ein by ma'isa in a venik. Ein loikin olav. Every time a person's over a lav she'ein by ma'isa, he doesn't get malchus with three exceptions. Chutz mi nishba, if somebody swears falsely. Umeimar, tmura. Umekal chavera b'shem, or if someone's mekal les chavera. Those are three exceptions to the rule. Where even though it's a lav she'im by ma'isa, and even though the halacha, says Rabbi Yochanan, is like the chachamim, the lav she'im by ma'isa ain't like them all. These are three examples where even though it's a lav she'im by ma'isa, still there's going to be malchus. Freik toisus akasha. Rabbi Yochanan just said that if somebody is over a lo'isa, say al yidei diburoi, it's akim aspir, zahabi ma'isa. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that these are three exceptions to the rule, where even though it's a lav she'im by ma'isa, still like in all of, it's not a lav she'im by ma'isa? Rabbi Yochanan just said that anytime you do a lav, al yedei dibur, it's akim aspiv, havi ma'isa. So Tosfos says it would seem to be a mefurish astira between Rabbi Yochanan and Asaychor Sapoyalim, Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, and Rabbi Yochanan and Masech Teshvuas, Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, whether akim aspiv, havi ma'isa, or akim aspiv, loy havi ma'isa. Tosfos says a yisoid, v'yesh loymar, d'leikomer Rabbi Yochanan, d'akim aspiv, havi ma'isa, elo hocha, mishum debedibure ko'ovid ma'isa. That when does Rabbi Yochanan hold akim aspiv, havi ma'isa? That's if al yidei your dibur a ma'isa happened, like in our Gemara. The Gemara was discussing either the lav of Leisachsim Sharbadishai or the lav of Kalayim. Leisachsim Sharbadishai, you yelled, you got the animal now to close its mouth and not eat. So something was effectuated in the physical sense. Al yidei your dibur over there, even though it happened al yidei akim aspiv havi ma'isa. Or if you're manig the behema bekoil, so there too the animals walked al yidei your koil. So even though what you did was a koil ba'alma, but akim aspiv havi ma'isa. But if somebody just says a dibur and nothing comes about as a result of it, you said a shvua, you're mekal les chaver, nothing physical happened al yidei your dibur. It all remained in the ulam adibur. There akim aspiv loy havi ma'isa. So that's Tosfos Kasha, and that's Tosfos Moments. But it's your dua, and you've heard this Yisoid, I'm sure, that the Magid Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchas Chiros gives a different title to this Kasha. The Rambam brings this halacha. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan. Echad achoysim oisa b'shas malacha. The echad achoysim oisa mikoidim. Even if the chasima happened, b'koil loiko, you're going to get malchus. And Tosfos in the Magid Mishnah brings Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos said that how does it shtim this halacha, which is of course Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which is based on Rabbi Yochanan's psak that akimas piv havi ma'isa, with Rabbi Yochanan and Shavuos daf chaf aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person does something al yedei akimas piv lo yavi ma'isa. And I'll read to you the Magid Mishnah inside. Ve'efsha hoyo li loymar shekol lav she'i efsher boy ma'isa Ela Dibor, any lab that it's not possible to be over the lab, Al Yudei Maisa, Ela Dibor, She'ena Dibor Kari Maisa. Over there, the Dibor is not Kari Maisa. Aval Chasimo, Kibon She'yeshna Ben Maisa, Gomor. But Chasimo, being that it's possible to do it, Ben Maisa, Gomor, you have to be Medaik, Lushoyne Yazov, Shalamagunishno, Afa Chasimo, Bekoil, Hike Maisa. Even if you do it Bekoil, is going to be considered a Maisa. So says the Magid Mishnah that it could be Lav de Chasim is different. Because Lav de Chasim, you could be over Al Yidei Maisa. Being that you could do it Al Yidei Maisa, in fact, the conventional way to be over Leisachsim Shor B'Dishoy is B'Maisa. So then we say that even if you did it punked in a way where it wasn't done B'Maisa, it was Chasma B'Koil, but the Lav is deemed a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, and you're always going to get Malchus. As opposed to a Lav that you can't be over Al Yidei Maisa, such as Shvua, such as Mikalas Chaver B'Shem, those are Lavin where it's not possible to be over Al Yidei Maisa. Being that it's not possible to be over Al Yidei Maisa, those Lavin are deemed Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. If they're Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus. So this is the Magid Mishnah's Yisoy. That even though we paskin like the Chachamim, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa in Loikin Olav, however, it's only a Lav that you can't do Al Yidei Maisa. But any Lav that you could be over Al Yidei Maisa, such as the Lav of Leisachsim Shor B'Dishoy, that's this Rabbi Yochanan Dav Tzadik Amud Beis, that's Rabbi Yochanan said, Akimas Piv Avi Maisa, because it's a lav that shaykh to do Al Yidei Maisa, so even though you didn't do it Al Yidei Maisa, all it was an Akimas Piv. But to be mitzarif the Akimas Piv Havi Maisa with a lav that be'ikroi, you can only be over Al Yidei Maisa, even though you technically didn't do it Al Yidei Maisa, still you're going to get Malchus. Now there are a lot of kashas that are asked on this Magid Mishnah, and I was looking around, there's three big kashas that the Achronim ask on the Magid Mishnah, and there's a tshuva from the Neidib Yehuda in Erechayim Madura Tinyana Simenai involved, where he asks all three of these kashas. All the Achronim scattered throughout the vast Teirush of Alpeh discuss this Shitas HaMagid Mishnah, and these are really the three big kashas that they ask. Kasha number one, the Rambam in the 12th Perek Hilchos Avodah Zarah paskins as follows, that we know that a person is not allowed to shave his beard with a razor. There's also an Isser of Loi Sakifu. Says the Rambam, Eino ish hamiskaleach loiko. Let's say somebody goes to a barber and he asks the barber, he wants him to shave his beard using a razor. Now, how to do that? So the migaleach is certainly over an Isser if he's a yid. What about the ish hamiskaleach? What about the person that is being shaved? Is he over an Isser or is he not over an Isser? So if you shave yourself, then obviously. But let's say you have somebody else do it for you. What's going to be the halacha over there? So there's no shlichos, k'shein shlichos v'aravera. So if somebody else is doing it for you, are you over an Isser or not? So the Rambam says it depends. Eino isha miskaleach loiko elim kein tzayel migaleach. If you helped the migaleach, then you're over, you're going to get Malchus. If you didn't help him, you're not going to get Malchus. Frankly, no, the Yehuda, what's the difference if you helped him, if you didn't help him? L'chur, the difference is, did you do a Maisa, or did you not do a Maisa? If you helped him, so it's a Lav She'yesh by Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. If you didn't help him, then it's a Lav She'yesh by Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus. But the Magid Mishnah was just Mechadish, that any Lav that you could be over Al Yidei Maisa, even if you're over it, Pekai Gavna, where it's a Lav She'yesh by Maisa, you're going to get Malchus. So even if you weren't Messiah, the halacha is you should get Malchus. It could be when the Rambam says that if you're not Messiah, you don't get Malchus. It's not because it's a Lav She'en B'Maisa. It could be it's not a Lav at all. It could be your whole, his yachsus to this Lav is to the extent that you helped. But if I didn't help, it's not the pshat, I was over the lav. No, it's a lav she'en b'maisa. For that, you would have the Magid Mishnah. Even though I did it in a way where it's a lav she'en b'maisa, but the lav of Tiglach HaZaken is a lav she'yesh b'maisa at its essence. So even though you did it in a way where it's an e'en b'maisa, you would get Malchus. The point is, if you are Messiah, you didn't do anything. You just showed up to the party. You didn't do anything. So being that you didn't do anything, it could be it's for that reason, you're not going to get Malchus. That's the first kasha they ask on the Rambam. The second kasha they ask on the Rambam is from the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. We know the Rambam says that if somebody is over the lav of Bal you don't get Malchus, says the Rambam. But medvar mamurim, that's if you had the chametz before Pesach and you just wore a mevayer, you weren't the kind your mitzvah of tashbisa. But let's say you baked chametz on Pesach or you bought chametz on Pesach. Over there, zok the Rambam, the halacha is you're gonna get Malchus. The reason is because now it's a lav sheyesh by maisa. You did something a lav sheyesh by maisa. Like it up. This is a very shver Rambam. A lot of Shabbos Hagadol drushes have been said on this Rambam because at first glance you would argue that the reason there's no malchus for Bayirah by Yomatzah is not because it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, but it's because it's a lav sheyesh by maisa. If someone's over by you can always be menatik lasei. Reb Chaim Briska in his chedusha, Reb Chaim Alev al Rambam, Reb Meir Simcha Nor Samech. So there's a lot of raid to be miyash of this Rambam Shita. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the reason you don't get Malkus for Bayirah, Bayimata, is not because it's a lav shenita glase. It's because it's a lav she'im by maisa. L'may nafkimina. If you would buy the chametz, or if you would bake the chametz, now it's a lav she'yesh by maisa. It's a lav she'yesh by maisa. You would get Malkus. Freak the night to be Yehuda. To the extent you could be over Bayirah, Bayimata, al yidei maisa. That means it's a lav she'yesh by maisa. So if you were over it now, b'kahai gavna, without a maisa, you should fight to get Malkus, according to the Magen Mishnah. Any lav that you could do al yidei maisa, even if you do it shaloi al yidei maisa, you should still get Malkus. The Yehuda's doiched this kash as well. And the Yehuda says that it could be that right now, when someone's Masha Chometz bePesach, this second, could he be over the Isser Bayirah Bayimotze with this Chometz al Yedei Maisa? No. Bayirah Bayimotze is an Isser that technically you could be over al Yedei Maisa. Technically you could be over Shloi al Yedei Maisa. But on this Chometz itself, I can't buy it, it's mine. I can't bake it, I have it already. To exist it. I can't create it now. This chametz itself, I could only be over shloi al yedei ma'isa. Being that this chametz itself, I could only be over shloi al yedei ma'isa, could be it doesn't pass the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah was talking about, well, I have a shor v'dishoy right now. I can either yell at it and get it to be lois achsaim, or I could put a muzzle on it and get it to be lois achsaim. I have two options. But on this chametz right now, there's no two ways for me to do it. The third kasha that the Neid of Yehuda asks, which the Michas Chinuch also asks in the beginning of Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, and this is a classic. We know the halacha is, it says, mi pihen, it's a gemara, v'loi mi piksavim. Stating that we have shtaris. Stating that we have shtaris. So how do we have shtaris? What happened to mi pihen, v'loi mi piksavim? So the Rishonim all ask the kasha, and the Ketzais brings four terutzim, I think, to this kasha. Mi pihen, v'loi mi piksavim. And eight, that's going to say, Eidus and Bezan has to walk into Bezan, he has to testify. He can't send a telegraph, he can't email his Eidus. You have to physically say your Eidus. So, heich, Motzinu Yodeinu V'Raglinu B'Beis Medrash with shtaris. You have a shtar, a get isha. Eidei chasiva karsi. How does it work? So it's a cheft of a shtar, Reb Chaim and Sefer. Either way, that's the second Reb Chaim and Sefer that we didn't speak out this morning. But either way, so how do you understand shtaris? So, this dog comment to roots. One teretz that the Rishonim say is that kol haroi labilo ein bila makevespa. So when is there an issue me pian v'lemi pik? So that's somebody that can't talk. So an elaim who is physically not able to talk, so he can't write his edus b'shtar. But someone that can talk, he's a roi labilo ein bila makevespa. So he would be able to even say his shtar. He would be able to even say his edus b'ksav. Freik the mechas chenuch mitzvah lamed zayin. And the noyd of Yehuda right here abam b'kasho. It comes out then that Eidos could either be written or can be recited. We know that the Gemara says in Makis Tabez Amit Beis that Lisan Ebereyache Eid Shokir is a lav she'in by Maisa. Why? Because all you're doing is you're testifying. It's a lav she'in by Maisa. According to the Magen Mishnah, that holds that any time you can be over a lav ayyadei Maisa, even if you're over it in a way where it's not a Maisa, still it's considered a lav she'yesh by Maisa. You're going to get Malkus. That's the Neid of third kasha. Bottom line is, three greater kashas from the Rambam and Perek Yved Hilchot Avodah Zara, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chometz Matzah, and from the Gemara in Makis Dabez on the days where it's Mavur that Lisana Briyache Eid Shakir is a Lavsha aimed by Maisa, to the extent that someone that can't talk, he's a royal of Bila and Bila Makevis, but you can write your Eidos. So it comes out that it's Eidos Sha'ato Yochoil Lichtoif. It's a lav that you could be Mekayim al Yedei Maisa, to the extent that it's possible to be over this lav al Yedei Maisa. Even if you do it Shaloi al Yedei Maisa, it should still be deemed a lav Sheyesh ben Maisa. Either way, this is the Yesoid of the Magen Mishnah. Stating that, you may remember from Yeshiva, that in the Sefer Achinuch, it's Mavur of Fakerti Yesoid. The Sefer Achinuch says just the opposite. And he says it in a few places. The first is by the lav of Loi Sikoim. So mitzvah resh mem aleph shaloi linkoim. Says the chinuch, if somebody takes revenge from his friend, so Reuven ba'avol Shimon, and now Shimon is going to avenge, is he over a loy sase? Or is, I mean, he's over a loy sase, loy sikoim. Does he get malchus, or does he not get malchus? Says the chinuch as follows. Va'over aleh v'kova b'libay lisnei chaveri al chaharalei ad shiigmalu k'ra'asei over alav zeh. V'ra'asei rabah.
You don't get Malkus for this lav.
Says the Chinuch. The klal ze yeh biyotcha b'chol makor. I'm going to give you a rule now that you should keep with you b'chol makor. Shenem alav shein b'maisein loikin olav. Every time you find this idea that alav shein b'maisein loikin olav, v'sha'av apisha asa b'maisa, ein a loika olav, mipnei ke, nachamu. The klal ze yeh biyotcha b'chol makor shenem alav shein b'maisein loikin olav. Every time you find this idea that alav shein b'maisein loikin olav, sha'av apisha asa b'maisa, even if you did do a maisa, ain't like in olav. Mikivan she'ef she'laver al halav, believe maisa. V'tisker davar zeh b'kulon, remember this, ki davar baru ain't tzarech l'shmoyse b'mokam ach, chtafus nishle b'chazen. Stating that, the chinuch chazes it over. He chazes it over in two places. He chazes it over mitzvah shimem, hey, the lav of shalei nimkar evet ivri al evet amekach, shalei navoid be'evet ivri avoid as bezoin kamei avoid as knani, shalei lavoid be'evet ivri avoid as barach. So you're not allowed to give an evet ivri to do work of an evet knani, you're not allowed to give him to do avoid as barach. And the chinuch chazes over his yesod over there that there's no malchus, and the reason there's no malchus is the ein l'chai malchus alel if yishe efsher laver alel b'dibur levad b'li maisa. So literally, or fakerti yesod from the Magen Mishnah, the chinuch is saying that any lav that you could do without being over a maisa, like nekama, like telling an eved ivri to work very, very hard, you could tell him, you don't have to do it al yedei maisa. So even if you did it al yedei maisa, it's going to be viewed as a lav she'ein by maisa, and you're not going to get malchus. So the Magen Mishnah said that anytime you can be over the lav al yedei maisa, even if you did it shaloi al yedei maisa, it's a lav she'yesh by maisa. The Chinuch says just the opposite, both Rishonim, that anytime you could be over a lav she'yesh, anytime your person does a lav that you could be over without doing a ma'isa, even if you do it al yedei ma'isa, still it's going to be viewed as a lav she'ein by ma'isa. Some want to say that it could be each lav, you have to look at it, what is it as its essence? Is it at its essence a lav she'yesh by ma'isa, or is it as its essence a lav she'ein by ma'isa? It's interesting, just talking about the Magen Mishnah just popped into my head. You know, we learned the Gemara last week, we had all the agad with the Gemara. So you remember the Gemara said that after Blazer Reb Shimon was nifter, so Rebbe sent a shatchin. He wanted to marry Reb Elazar Reb Shimon's wife. Yeah. And Reb Elazar Reb Shimon's wife answered Rebbe very sharp, Klishin Ishtamish B'Kodesh, Ishtamish B'Chol, or another Nusach, the hook where the master of the house hangs his hat or his stick. Does the shepherd have a right to use that hook? She was Ishtamish B'Kodesh with Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, and she's not going to marry Rebbe. Rebbe said, maybe in Torah he was greater than me, in Maisim not. And she responded, in Torah Maisach Nish. But in Maisim I know for sure he was greater because he was Makabal Yisurim Be'ahava. So that's the Gemara over there that we had last week. So I saw that they say when the Magid Mishnah was Nifter, so the Ritva wanted to marry the Magid Mishnah's Rebbetzin, and she sent back the Shlichas, Klicha Nishtamish B'Kodesh, Nishtamish B'Chol, just to give you an idea of who the Heilige Magid Mishnah was. Either way, on this note, Zok. The Gemara, Vayta, Tanu Rabbanon, HaChosem Es HaParo, if somebody is Chosem Es HaParo, V'doshpa, Loika U'meshalim. So he gets Malkus for being Goyver Loisachsim Shor B'dishay. In addition to that, he's going to have to pay. Dalit Kabin L'Paro, V'gimel Paro L'Chamar. So we're talking about somebody that rented somebody else's Paro. He has an obligation to feed the Paro. So if he was over Loisachsim Shor B'dishay, in addition to the Loisaseh, he was over, there's a Chosem Mishpat element here as well. Because he's withholding from the para food that he was supposed to give the para. So how much are you supposed to give? If it's a para, it's dalet kabin. If it's a chamar, it's gimel kabin. Freak the gemara. Ve'enu loiko meis. Ve'enu loiko meshalem. This is Lumbus 101. We know kim lebed rabamine. So if somebody does one maisa, and for that one maisa, there's a chi of misa and a chi of mamin, you get misa, no mamin. If there's a chi of malchus and a chi of mamin, you get malchus, there's no mamin. So over here, there's malchus for the leisachsim shabbadishai. How could there be mamin? Dalit kabin lepar, gimel kamel lechamar. Omer Rabbi Yomani, Rameir. Going to Rameir, dama leiko mishalim. Rameir holds leiko mishalim. So in this staff, we have Rabbi Yehuda who holds lavshia. Amen. So looking off, we have Rameir who holds leiko mishalim. But Rava Amar, Rava said, Esnan osner Torah. We know that the Torah said that an Esnan is something that's not allowed to be brought under his back. Even if someone's ba'al imoy and he gave his mother an esnan, even then the esnan's not allowed to be brought under the Torah. That's the teretz of this kasha. What's an esnan? If somebody solicits a zoyna and pays her with an animal, that animal's called an esnan zoyna. this Zoyin is now not allowed to take this animal or anyone else and bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. It's considered disgusting, mituav. You can't bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Esnan Astra Teir Rava said, Va'afilu ba'al imoy. What if somebody was ba'al imoy and he gave his mother an esnan? L'chura, the halacha would be that animal would be treated as an esnan. You wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon on the Mizbeach. So, what's the kasha? Rava said, what would be if the man decided, the son, that he doesn't want to give his mother the esnan? Could she be tiveya this esnan from the son? L'chura not. Because being that when he was ba'al imoy, he was over a chayvi misas bezdin, he's now a kamle b'derabba minei. He's not going to have a chi of mammon to give the behema. Which means that even if he decides, out of the goodness of his heart, to be true to his word, honest man, and he's going to give her this animal, it's not going to be treated as an esnan. The reason is, because being that he didn't have a chiv to give it to her, it's a matana ba'alma. And if it's a matana ba'alma, the chura doesn't have the din of an esnan, it could be brought in the mizbech. And from the fact, Rava said, that esnan osra toira, v'afilu ba'alimoy, you know what you see from here? That it's not so poshut that because kam lebederabim minei, that means there's no chiv mamon at all. There is a chi of mammon. You see, it's chal chalois shem esnan. Even though there's a chi of misa, norvas, kama b'drabim, and he says that you don't have an obligation to pay the mammon. But a chi of mammon, there is going to be. And it's for that reason, it's not a kasha. Said Rava, how could you tell me that the person's going to have to pay the dalet kabin lepar, the gimel kabin lechamar, he's being over the loisa saying he's getting malchus for loisachsam shabadishai. Because even though he's getting malchus, and even though there's a play of kam lebederabamine over here, it doesn't mean that there's no chiyav mammon at all. And the truth is that in order to properly see this Gemara, we have to see Rashi inside. So we're going to go through Rashi. Rava Omar, esnan osra teira filu ba'alimoy, and this is a Rashi that in Kosli Beis Medrash is marishoy lomis, literally. The Rava Omar, esnan osra teira filu ba'alimoy, v'nasan lakleba esnan. If somebody was Baal Imoy and he gave his mother an esnan, esnan huvasal garban, it's an esnan. The esnan stomach said, loishna, ima veloishna pnuya, doesn't say in the Torah, dafka pnuya, even if someone's born a chayvi misas bezdin, still the animal's going to be considered an esnan. The afa gafta e tovale bedina kamon. Even though if she would be teveya him in bezdin, and she would say, tainli esnani, give me my esnan, loim chayvin ale. We wouldn't be mechayev him. Why? Dakom lebederabim inei, kiyavin ale. But if he gives it to her esnanu, it's still chaloshem esnan. Alma. Afilu b'makim misa nami ramatashlum aleha. You see from here that even though there's a chi of misa, there's still a chi of mamet. Elo. So what does it mean, kom lebederabim inei? She'en koyach lo'onchoy b'shtayim. Bezdin doesn't have an ability to enforce two punishments. Avo yedei shamayim, lo yotzat sheyishalit. De'iloy ramu tashlum aleha. Such a geshmak Rashi. Because if there's no chi of tashlum at all, ki yavin alei mihavi esnan. If he gives it, is it an esnan? He's giving him a tonah. Says the Gemara. So this is Rava's oisphere. That when it comes to Isaacsam Sharbadishoy, Tashlumin Ramu Allah. Really he has a chiyuv tashlumin. Elishin Koyach Bezdin. Why don't you shnayim? Bezdin doesn't have an ability to be mechayev to. But even the Ramu Tashlumin Allah. But being that Lotse Yidei Shemayim, at the very least, there is a chiyuv. La Yotse Yidei Chayvasi Achi Yishalim. Says Rava, that's what the Brisa meant. Hachoisem as a part of a dashpa, loiku mishalim, dalit kamel a part of a gimel kamel chamor. Freak the Gemara, you're not loiku mishalim. The Teretz says, we don't mean that Bezdin could force you to pay. Bezdin can't. Because you're right, you're not a loiku mishalim. But Lose Sidei Shemayim, you would have to pay. Rashi continues. So Rashi says, and now that I was just mechadish to you, that the way kamel b'derabim inei works is not that there's no chiyav mamon, meaning really there is a chiyav mamon. It's just that Bezdin doesn't have an ability to enforce two punishments. But let's say Sidei Shamayim, you're certainly going to have a chiyav to pay. Says Rashi, Nami, I'll tell you another chiddush. Itofes loy mafkina minei. What would be if the nitva goes and he chaps it from the teveya? He'd be allowed to keep it. Why? Because being that there is a chiyav, albeit let's say Sidei Shamayim, that's enough for us to say that there's a chiyav mamon. If there's a chiyav mamon, itofes loy mafkina kach shamati mi pipori azokin v'yeshtug masib above. So Rashi is saying dvarim neflor. Rashi is saying that even though kimla b'derabim inei, it just means that Bezdin doesn't have an ability to enforce two punishments. But really, there is a chi of mammon, and that's how Rav is being miyashiv this brisa. And being that there's a chi of mammon, two things. Number one, lasei sidei shemayim, you'd have to pay the person. And number two, chiddush lahalacha that itofes loy mafkina minei. If the nitva is going to go grab this, If the person would chab the dalit kabin lepar, the gimel pav chamar, the halach is he'd be allowed to keep it. Stating that, the ktsois in simin chof ches, a Rashi like this has a ktsois. The ktsois in simin chof ches brings from the Rivash that the Rivash said that every time in Shas that you find this idea that a person is pater medine yadam, v'chaya medine shemai, such as Grama ben Azakin, this kama v'kama halachas in Shas, where you're pater medine yadam, but lotse sidei shemai and yechayev. The halach is if the nitfa would be tafis, mafkina mine, you would take it away from him. And the Mishlam Melech and Hilchis, Malva Veloiva, by the laws of Ribbis, ironically, brings this Rivash, and he's Matmiya. The Rivash forgot a Rashi and Shas. It's a Gemara, we just learned it, Bavamitziah, that's Sadak Aleph, Amad Aleph. Rashi brings him Epi Moiri from his Rebbeim, that being that you see that the Geder of Kimle B'derabi Minei is that Yechayv Lossi Sidei Shemayim, and Inami Rashi fears, oh, is he toughest, Loi Mafkina Minei. So you see that wherever there's a Chiv Lossi Sidei Shemayim, he toughest, Loi Mafkina Minei. So how could the Rivash paskin, he toughest, Mafkina Minei? Either way, it's machloikis. Rivash holds whenever you have a chi of losses, sidei shemayim, itofas mafkinu mine. The Mishlo Melech, based on our sugya, says that every time there's a chi of losses, sidei shemayim, itofas loy mafkinu mine. Stating that, says the Ktsois is a third shita. And the third shita is a derech hamamutza, which at first glance would seem to make a lot of sense. It's predicated on a very gushmak alumnus. But after further review, says the Ktsois, ein elu ela divrei nefios. And the third shita is the Marshal in Yamshel Shloimo in Mesechtes Bava Kama Perek HaKlenis. The Marshal says that it could be its cholak. It could be there's an afkemina between a kimla b'derabba minei, where you chayv losses yidei shemayim, and for example, a grama bin a zokin, where you're going to be chayv losses yidei shemayim. Kimle b'derabba minei, the person that was mazik, or the person that withheld food from the parah, the chamor, he did a maisa that really is mechayev mam. Mitzad, the act that he did, he should have a regular chayev mam. The only reason he doesn't have a chayev mam is because he also did something for which he's chayev mam. Or he also did something for which he's chayev misa. And the rule is, ein eloikim mashalim, ein eloikim mashalim. As a result, you don't have a chayev. Lotzei sidei shemayim, you do have a chayev. But the point is that mitzad, what the balavera did, he did a maisa that's really mechayev. The halach is your potim b'dini yadam mechayim b'dini shemayim. But then there's another type of chayiv losses yidei shemayim. Grama ben azakim. Where your potim b'dini yadam mechayim b'dini shemayim. Over there, the reason your potim b'dini yadam is val sefelt in the maisa mechayeves. All I did was I was mazik b'grama. And when I'm mazik b'grama, it's not the same as being mazik when not ba'ofen grama. So if someone's mazik b'grama, the reason you're only chayiv b'dini shemayim is val sefelt in the maisa mechayev. So felt in the actual Maisa Mazik. Says the Marshal, where the Chesaron is not mitzad the Maisa Mazik, meaning really, I did a Maisa that should be Mechayim Mom and even Medina Yadam. But there's a Dabart study that says that you can't be Chayim Medina Yadam, you're only going to be Chayim Medina Shamayim. So over there, where I'm Chayim Medina Shamayim, itofis loy mafkin amine. Because la Maisa mitzad the Maisa that was done, really it's a Maisa that should be Mechayim Mom. But where I'm a Groma ben a Zokin, part of Medina Yadam, Chayim Medina Shamayim, where the reason I'm only Chayim Medina Shamayim is also felt in the Maisa HaMechayiv. This person's not Chayim B'dine Yodom. He's not Chayim B'dine Yodom. He doesn't have an obligation to give it to him. Bezdin can't force him to. And he toughest Mafkina Mine. So it could be, says the Mashal, there's an Afkemino, where if the reason I'm Chayim B'dine Shemayim or not Chayim B'dine Yodom is Vasa felt in the Maisa HaMechayiv, or it's not Mitzad Sefel in the Maisa HaMechayiv. At first glance, a beautiful lumbus of the Mashal, it makes a lot of sense. Stating that, the Mashal adds one word or one line that threw the ktsois off. And that is, says the Marshal, I'll read it to you inside. Bishloim bekim lebederabim minei, bishloim bekim lebederabim minei, chayiv hu, rak, deloy of dina nachumro. You're chayiv, you have to hear the words of the Marshal. It's just that we don't do the avera that's more chomer. Hilkach. No, this one. Hilkach, heicha deloy of dina nachumro, kigoin bishoigig. It's very clear what the Marshal is trying to say. The Marshal is saying that we know that in Kimla B'derabba Mineh, there's two types of Kimlas. There's a Kimla B'derabba Mineh where a person is going to be killed. He's actually going to get Malchus. But then there's Tana Dvei Chizkiyah's halacha. What's Tana Dvei Chizkiyah? That if a person did something that had he done b'mezid, b'hasro, b'edim, he would have been chayv misa. Even if he did it, shaloi b'edim, or Shaloi Bahasra. He was missing one of the details that could actually be Mechayivim. The halach is you still say Kamla B'Derabimine. That was Tonad Vechizki's Chiddush. His Chiddush was that the halach of Kamla B'Derabimine is true even if you're not getting the Oinosh HaChomer. As long as you did a Maisa that can result in the Oinosh HaChomer, even though you didn't meet the technical criteria, so as a result, you're not getting the Oinosh HaChomer, still you can have that halacha. Zok to Marshal, you know when I'm saying Ma Yisoid, that Yechayiv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, and as a result, Yitofas Loim Havkina Minei, that's where it's a Kimla B'Derabim Minei of Tana De Bechizkiya. It's his words. Bishloim B'Kimla B'Derabim Minei Chayiv Hu, Rak Deloi Avdina Nachumra. You're not getting killed. Hilko hecho de lo yavdina nachumra. We're not going to get killed. Kigoin b'shoigig. Oy shaloi b'asra. Oy b'zman hazeh. Over there, you're going to say the svari tofas loy mafkina mine. As if to say that if it was a kimla b'deraba mine, but you're on death row, or it was a loyka mashalim, where you're actually going to get the malchus, over there, the marshal would say itofas mafkina mine. Then it would be like Roma ben Azokin. It says, the tzois ein elu elu divrei nevius. He goes, I understand what the Marshal is saying. I got it. I picked it up. It's clear. It's Rochel B'Tchaktana. That's what the Marshal is saying. That the only time his lumdis that by a Kimla B'Derabimine, because Be'etzim you did the Maisa Mechayev, so there, even though you're only Chayev Losses Yidei Shemayim, Itovas Le'mafkirimine, is when you're not actually getting the Oinosh HaChomer. But if you get the Oinosh HaChomer, somehow that turns it into like a grum of an azakin, where you're going to be potter. But the place, I have no idea what in the world the svara could be. The same lumdus that the mashal is saying, why, in a ton of vechiski, a digger kimle b'derab mine, it should be itofas lemafkin, and you would have if you're actually getting the Oinosh HaChomer. It's up to B'chonin. In Kovitch, Yurim, Masechtes, Ksubas, I'm going to tell you the chilek. The chilek is very simple. The chilek is that when a person gets killed, the reason he's not chayef to pay momen is because we say that included in the misa is the Chiyav Mamon. There's like a Bechlal Masayim Mana. When a person is Loiko Meshale, the reason he doesn't have to pay money is because we say that the Chiyav Mamon is somehow included in the Malkus. We'll have to leave for the Lumdan exactly what the Lumdus is. But that's what Rabbi Chanan says. So says Rabbi Chanan, you know why the Mashal said that it's Poshet, that even by a Kimle B'Derabim Minei, where you're getting the Oinosh HaChomer, the Halacha is going to be Tofas Mafkina Minei, because he got the Oinosh already. Because when he got Malkus, he already paid. Included in the Malkus was a moment. So that's why you Tofas Mafkina Minei. Avada in Lomdis, it should be like the Kimle B'Derabim Minei, where it's going to be Tofas Loi Mafkina Minei, because he did the Maisa Mechayev. But the reason it's Mafkina Minei is because he got punished already. If he got punished, now already you're double dipping. You can't punish me a second time. Exactly. As opposed to by Tana Devei Chizkiya, where you have that loch of Kimle B'Derabim Minei, but over there you didn't get the Oinosh HaChomer. When you didn't get the Oinosh HaChomer, the gather of the Kimle cannot be that I already got the punishment, because you didn't get the punishment. You did a B'Shoigig, you did a Shloi Basra. You didn't get the punishment. There it's a Ptur. That Bezin can't be managed, you don't ancient. But really, you did the Oinosh HaMechayev Mamon. That's our result. Halach is going to be a Tovah Slayim Afkir B'nei. Meaning, Rabbi Chanan is me Mechadish, that there's two types of Kimla B'Derabim B'nei. There's a Kimla B'Derabim B'nei where you get the Oinosh HaChomer. There, the gather of why you're potter from the Oinosh HaKal is because Bechal Masayim Ano. We look at it as if you got the Oinosh HaKal when you got the Oinosh HaChomer, as opposed to a Kimla B'Derabim B'nei of Tonad Vechizkiya, where there you didn't get the Oinosh HaChomer. There, it's a Ptur Ba'amo that Bezin doesn't have a right to give you two ancient. The nafkamina would be this mashal. So the bottom line, according to the Rivash, itofas mafkina minei, whenever Yechayv lost his Yidei Shemai. According to the Mishnah Melech, itofas le mafkina minei. That's Rashi, that's the Pashtus in our sugya. Yechayv lost his Yidei Shemai, it comes out of nafkamina la'alocha. Itofas le mafkina minei. The mashal is a derech hamemutza, he's a compromise. He holds sometimes itofas mafkinan, sometimes itofas le mafkinan. What does it depend on? Grama ben Azakin, or any other place where se felt in the Maisa HaMechayev Momen Medina Yadam, there the halach is going to be Tofas Mafkina Minei. Kimla B'Derabim Minei, where you actually got the Oinosh HaChomer, it's also going to be Tofas Mafkina Minei. But not for the same reason. Because even though you did the Maisa HaMechayev, you got the Oinosh already. When you got the Oinosh HaChomer, included in that was the Oinosh HaKal. So you can't be punished. Kimla B'Derabim Minei, where you didn't get the Oinosh HaChomer, what's an example of that? Tana Devei Chizkiya. Over there, the halach is going to be Tofas Mafkina Minei. It says Rabbi Chanan, the Ktzoi said, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. The Marshal was saying a superlumdus. He was saying Dvarim Mesukim Edvash. That was the underlying lumdus of what the Marshal was saying. Either way, Zok Digimaravai. Going back to the original question, how is it possible that someone that's Chosem as Apara is going to get Malkus and Mamin in a Loika Mashalim? So Abaye said, we're going to a mayor that knows Loika Mashalim. Rabba said, Esna Nasnur Torah Philobalimoi, this superlumdus that we just said. Rapapa, Rapapa is a third Teretz, Meshas Meshichi Chayv Lobim Zain. When a person rents a para and he has an obligation to fill the para, that chi of mamin is chal at the time that he actually does the meshicha. At that second, he has a chi of mamin. The chi of malchus he doesn't have until he actually is over the leisachsim shabadishai. So the two chiyuvim are not going into effect at the same moment. As a result, there's no issues. The following two questions were asked me by Rapapa Baraba. Both of them I was machmer. So one, I was machmer because that's really the halacha. So the other one, I was just machmer. But not mi'ikaradim. Bomi, no, the first question was, is somebody allowed to knead dough together with milk? Upashti lo leisura, and I said, no, you're not allowed to. Kehilchasa, and that's really the halacha. Time went to the brayse in losh, and it's izabachalov. You're not allowed to knead dough with milk in losh, and if you did, kol hapas kula asura. Once spoke out the taz on that. The entire bread is asur. You're not allowed to eat it. Rashi says, because we're concerned, bread is usually par. So if you're going to have milchig bread, you may eat it together with meat, and you're going to be yoyver basav. So you're not allowed to knead bread together with milk, meaning you're not allowed to make milchig bread. And if you do, kol hapas kula, it's going to be awesome. A similar halacha. You're not allowed to smear a taner with fat of an animal. That's a meat product. And if you did, and then you bake bread inside that taner, call it kulasura. Achiyasik as a taner, so you kasher the taner, and then you'll be able to use it a second time. So the first question that was asked Rapapa was, is somebody allowed to knead bread together with chalav? And he said, no, it's a mafurisha brayse, loshen as isa b'chalav, and it's not just a chumrah, it's really the halacha. It's something that is absolutely, positively awesome. Now, it's interesting that this is actually brought down halacha. It's halacha that's unbeknownst to many. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch where? In Yerideya. Hilchas Basav Echolav, Simen Tzadik Zayin. It's a small simen in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber Paskins this halacha l'maisa, that you're not allowed to knead bread. You're not allowed to make milachig bread. Now, there's two exceptions to the rule that the Mechaber brings. Not just the Baal Nefesh. Yeah, so there's two things, and he brings two exceptions to the rule. Number one, I'll read to you inside. In losh and isa b'cholav, shema yova lo'ichla in basa. V'im losh, kol hapas aser. Afilu lo'ichla levada, even to eat it by itself. Vim hoya davar mu'it, let's say it's just a little bit of bread. Kidei achila b'vas achas, you can eat it in one sitting. Oy, sheshino tsuras hapas. Or if you change the tzuras hapas. So when you look at it, you know it has dairy, like a cheese Danish. So there the halacha is mutter. Ki yoytze boy in oifen pas betano shetocho ba'alyo, v'mavad ira kisi shaloy shabachal. Zok to Rama, it's because of this halacha, these two kulas that we just said, that if you make either a little bit, you can eat it in one sitting, or you change the tzura, v'lochei noyeg in lalush pas imchala b'chaga shvuas. So that's why the minig the Rama says, is that apoylish a minig, crack out, that they would bake bread together with challah for shvuas. Gam b'shuma l'kavet Shabbos. And sometimes, for Shabbos, they would make a fleshig challah. That can go over well. Ki chol zeh nechshav ki davar mu'it. It's considered a davar mu'it. Gam, fried challah. Yeah. Gam, green. Gam ki tzurasa mishuna. Nishar pas. Not just that, it looks different. Ve kolshkein, pladin, oi pashtida dimutarim. Certainly pladin and pashtida. That's definitely going to be mutter. So the bottom line is, Rama says that the minig Yisrael was to be mekel in this halacha. It's a mefurish halacha. Rapapa said he paskin this way based on a braisa. Open shot, it was kehilchasa, it wasn't even a chumra, yet people are meikel. The teretz is one of two kulas. And these two kulas are really based on a gemara. It's a gemara mesachtes psachim in kamakayim laharech. I'll just tell you that if you look around, the poiskim grapple with this, meaning the contemporary poiskim, because there are a lot of things that you find in the bakery that based on this may be questionable. And just to, you know, stick to the inyan d'yoma, donuts. If you have a dairy donut, I walked into a store yesterday, I bought donuts, and they told me, would you like the caramel, the parv one or the dairy one? They look the same. So how's the mutter? It's not so push it. Either way, tzorich beer. Zok to gemara weiter. Pominoi. Mal lahachtes mivish in a minoi ledir. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to take two animals that are of different species and put them into a deer together. What's the problem? They may mate. And if they mate, you're going to be over the Isser Harvas Kalayim. Upashtili Lusura. Rapapa said that I told them Osir, but the Lafke Hilchasa. It's not really the Halacha. Dama Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Uben Menafim, when it comes to Isrei Arayos, Niof, Acheyiru Kiderach HaMenafim, it's enough that Edom see that the man and the woman act in the way people act when they're over Isure Bia, even though they didn't actually see the Bia. Ube Kalayim, when it comes to the Isra Arvas Kalayim, the Isra to mate two animals, Ache Yachnas Kim Chavish Feferis. You actually have to make sure that the Aver of the Zachar, you have to physically create the Bia, and otherwise, you're not going to be over. Meaning, just sticking them into a deer together is not the Isra. So, Rapapa said, I told him that it's Osir, but I was just being machmer. It was Shaloi Kehilchasa. So, the first halacha in Losh and Isra Bechalav, that was Kehilchasa. This was Shaloi Kehilchasa. Is that true? Bekalai Machi Yachnes Kim Chavish Feferis. Ilu Nemar, Bryce says as follows. It says, Behemtechalei Sarbia Kalai. So, the Bryce, had it said Behemtechalei Sarbia, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, meaning, had it not said the punchline, which is Kalayim, so I would have thought, you're not allowed to be marbia to animals. And it would make sense a little bit because it's not a nice thing to do. Rashi says it could bring lidei hirur. So the Torah, you would have thought, means you can't hold an animal while it's being meshamish mitasa with another animal. Talmud loymer kalayim, so the Torah added the key word kalayim to tell me that no, it's only if it's two different species that it's aser. But just to be involved when two animals are being mishamish mitasa, that's already not aser. But what do you see from here? How does the Torah understand the word sarbia? Lo yoichaz adam behema b'shosh oilolel. Alosh anachizo. So you see that you don't need kimchol v'shvayferes. Meaning, had it said behem t'chalei sarbia without kalayim, I would have thought shalei yechaz adam behema b'shosh oilolel. Talmud leimer kalayim. Okay, so kalayim just changes one thing. It's not aser if the two animals are the same min, it's only aser if it's min b'shein eminoi. But at the end of the day, in terms of the Bryce's definition of the word sarbia, what's the definition? Loi yechois. You're not allowed to hold it. So how could Rapapa say that ube kalayim ache yachnes kimchol v'shveferes? But if you didn't actually create the mice's nose, then it's going to be okay. You see, the Bryce says that the iser is shaloi lechois. So the Gemara says, no, my achiza hachnasa. Achiza really means hachnasa. That my korele achiza. So why did the Bryce use the word achiza? Bryce wanted to use a fine lashon. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. If someone has two animals, he's allowed to be machnese kimchol v'shveferes. Va'afilu mishum pritzus aleka. There's not even a pritzus. My time. Ba'avide de tarid. Meaning, really, it should be aser because it may bring you lidei here. But being that ba'avide de tarid, you're doing work. So v'loy mahara Rashi says. Masiv revach tovay barami. Ilu neba bem tchalei sabia. Had it said bem tchalei sabia, you say man would have thought yechaz adam as a behemah gedesh yalul azachar. Talmud loy mahara. Kalayim, Kalayim Huda Aser, Ha Mimbe Minoi, Shari, Mimbe Minoi is Mutter, and it's therefore Mashma, U Mimbe Minoi Nami Achiza, Enach Nazalai. It could be only Achiza is going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, Loi, My Achiza Hachnasa, because really when the Braisa over there says, Behem Tchalei Sabia Kalayim, it means Hachnasa, like Rav Papa said, the Isser Harvas Kalayim is Kimchoil Vishvoi Forest. Why then is the Braisa talking about Achiza? My achiza hachnasa, my kar le achiza, lishnamaya. Omer Rav Ashi, hum milsabom in eder Rav Nechemya. Reish Kelusa, I heard this question from Rav Nechemya of the Reish Kelusa. Mal lahachtas minu minoi, visha'ena minu ladir. So Rav Papa paskin, the chumra, not mikra adin, that a person is not allowed to take two animals, male, female, different species, put them in a room together, because we're afraid something's going to happen. It's not also mikra adin. Mikra adin, it has to be kimchel v'shvayferes, and even all those brises that use the word achiza, which is a softer word, it's all the Shnamalia. Really, it's only Aser Kimchol v'Shveferes. So the question was, what if, but L'chumra, Rav Papa said, don't even put them in the same deer. What if you're going to put a Zachar with two Nekevas? One Nekeva is going to be Mina, and the other one is going to be She'ena Mina. Is it going to be okay in that case? What's the tzad it should be okay? Because you can argue, Kivan the Ikam Mina, Basa Mina Gar. If Mina's there, so if the animal's going to have a Taiva, he's probably going to go to Mina. Maybe it's Aser. Pastor Ali Surah, he said Aser, and that too was the like Elchaza. Mishum, because even in the Chumrah, it shouldn't have been the Chumrah. Mishum Pritzusa the Avdi. Because the reason he did it was because he was afraid that the Reish Kalusa, they were Pritzim. So you find, like sometimes the family of the Reish Kalusa was of question. So over here, he was worried that if you're going to allow them to do it in this way, they may do it in the wrong way. words as well. So he was machmer, but really, mi'ikra adin, it's something that should not have been aser. So just one final piece of raid before we finish the daf, and that is, so Shmuel over here said a very important halacha. U'b'menafim ad she'yiru k'derecha menafim. So, Isure Bia, which is one of the topics that span the entire Seder Noshim, so if two Edim see an Eshish Mizana, she becomes Asa Labayla, she becomes Chayiv Misa, you have the Chayiv Krisos, you have the Naira Murasa, there's so many different sugis of Shas that deal with Isure Bia and require Edim to have witnessed the Bia. What do the Edim have to see? They actually had to see the actual Bia? That's Shmuel's Halacha. U'b'menafim, when it comes to Niyof, when it comes to Arayas, ad sheyiru kederech hamenafim. It's enough that they see kederech hamenafim. So there's an interesting tshuva from the Nedi Behuda, so I won't speak it out, but if you want, you can take a look. It's in Evan Ezer, Tanyana, Simen Yud Aleph. Fascinating tshuva. But Toich Dvarov, it got involved in a situation where there was a man who saw his wife in a questionable situation where he had reason to believe that she was being mezana tachtov. He didn't see the actual znus, but they were definitely acting kederech hamenafim. And the shayla was brought to the Neid of Yehuda, whether she now becomes asal abayla, she doesn't become asal abayla. Again, it's a fascinating truth, it's worth sitting inside. But either way, the Neid of Yehuda over there discussed two things as it relates to the shayla. Number one, the Rosh in Masechtas Yevamos brings what at first glance would seem to be divrei nevius from the Bahag. The Bahag said that this that Shmuel said, that when it comes to arayos, u'b'menafim, ad sheyiru k'derech hamenafim, that's only as it relates to dinei nefashas. An eshes ish, that's mezana, once upon a time, they would kill. So, if Edim are going to testify that this eshes ish was mezana, how did you know she was mezana? We saw. What did you see? You don't have to see kimcha v'shveferes. You don't have to see the actual beer. As long as they were behaving k'derech hamenafim, that in itself would be enough for us to kill this woman. But la'oisra al-bayla, said the Bahag, you have to see kimcha v'shveferes. Fake the Rosh. Doesn't say different nevius, but it makes no sense. How could it be? Yitziva ba'arav, v'giyari b'shmei shmaya. La'oisra al-bayla. How can it be that this is going to be more chomer? It's more chomer la Israel Bailo than it is to give somebody dinei nefashos. Either way, the Ramah la halacha and Shulchan Aruch paskins. One second, the Ramah brings this halacha. He paskins Shmuel's halacha and he says it with regards to la Israel Bailo as well. The ain't srichim lirois kimchol v'shveferes. And he adds, based on the Rosh who argues with the Bahag. But the bottom line is, it's really a shayla. So again, the first thing that the Neid Yehuda discussed in the Shuva was, is there they weren't discussing the Nevashas. The man wanted to know, is he allowed to live with his wife? Is he not allowed to live with his wife? Does she become Asal Abayla? Does she not become Asal Abayla? So it's a shayla Asra Abayla. It's really telling this Machlek is Rosh and Bahag. So the Neid Yehuda says, Rama Paskin, like the Rosh. And he said it certainly, the Rosh's position makes a lot more sense. And based on that, there's no question halacha l'maisa, she's going to become Asr l'bayla, even though they only saw kederech hamenafin. But the bottom line is you have to answer the Bahag. So it says, to be melam mitzchus on the Bahag, he says a gevaldig isfar. He flips the whole script. We know that the only time a person got Misas Bezdin is if there were Edim, there was Hasra, and the person had to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. That means in order for a person to get near Nefashis, Edim would have to say, you realize that if you're Mezana right now with this woman, Yichayv Misa. Yeah. And they would give him a Hasra B'Shem HaMalchus. It was a real Hasra. And not just that, the person would have to be Matar Atzmi L'Misa. I understand, I take it upon myself, and I'm ready to die to do this Avera. So, the Yehuda, it could be the Bahag held that this person who was just Matar Atzmi L'Misa, and now he went and he behaved k'derech hamenafim. Over here, there's an umdana that this person doesn't care, and we're concerned that the taiva was so fast, so stark, we're going to kill this person. But stav lo Israel baila, where there was no hasra, there was no Matar Atzmi L'Misa, so mehechet tesi, we have a right to go ahead now and say that because this person acted questionably, that means he was mezana. He's acting kederech hamenafim, but ad v'lo yad b'chla, who said he's actually doing the avera? So zok tenoy the Yehuda, at first glance, The Bahag Shita is a Pela Atzuma, but if you think about it already, in the context of Asro and Mat Atzuma Misa, all the things that the person in the hoops, the person had to be willing to jump through in order to get to the point where he's going to be Chai Misa, the Bahag makes sense. So he writes afterwards, V'omnan, Avshalav Madnus Chos Alavin Shal Yisrael, Balhuchas Gedoilis Lahatzilo Mikushia Sarash. Beautiful. The poetry. But either way, that's what the Neid Yehuda says. But the bottom line is, that Yehuda, the crux of his tshuva, ends up being, what's the definition of Kedarach HaMenachem? What is Kedarach HaMenachem? Me. So the first shita that he brings is Rashi in Mesachtes Makis Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. Rashi says, "Meshiyinagu inyan niyuf shesheichvem bekiruv baser v'noyagin kederech tashmash." Means they were being noyach kederech tashmash. Nothing to talk about. It was bekiruv baser kederech tashmash. But he just didn't see Kimchal v'shvei feres. He can't prove for sure that there was a tashmash. But the Kederach HaMenachem was a real Derech Tashmash. He says that Rashi over here, even though he's not as explicit, he believes that that's really what Rashi means. Because Rashi says, B'menachem, Mi'idin aleim ha'edin l'chai v'miso malkis, Mishayishkevu zeh al zeh, Kederach HaMenachem, Ve'ein tzorech le'edim sheyiru kimcho v'shveferes, Deloi hiskiton ha'toyra le'estakel kol kach. Interesting lashon Rashi. Torah didn't obligate you to look so closely. Le'estakel kol kach. Meaning the only thing you don't have to do is lehistako kol kach. But everything up to lehistako kol kach, you do have to be able to testify. And if you can't even say that, then it's not even kederach HaMenachem, which is very matim. It's Rashi v'shitos zokta neid b'Yehuda. It's Sanhedrin that you have to right, exactly. That's why dramatic. If you go through the tshuva itself, the edus that he was accepting, he was really going into the detail of what this yid had seen. And he brings the whole edus that the man said in Yiddish, exactly. There's a transcript of exactly what he said. But the point is that it would have to be mamish ad v'loyad b'chal. It's only to the point that you're not obligated. But he says, stating that, the Shita Mekubetz brings Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason says it already differently. He says it not as shtarf. He says, Mishayiru, okay, Shita Mekubetz, Hashem Kosab Hashem Rabbi Yonason. Mishayiru kederach HaMenachem kuloy, Mashayamit ha'ishal kresa shal isha. See, he says, because it's like an umdenov. If a person was pirates gathered already to this point, he probably already did the avera. So it sounds like that maybe he didn't see Zoktenayd Yehuda mamish kederach tashmish. So he says, as far as how much a person has to be see in order to be considered kederach HaMenachem, again, fascinating halachas, it's brought down. Shulchan Aruch, Ramaz, and Eben Ezer, Simen Chof, and the Neid Yehuda is an Eben Ezer, Tinyono, Simen Yud, Aleph. Either way, Zok, the Mishnah Vayter. So we return to our regular program, which is a Soicher, as a Poyalev. I don't know, for some reason, the Gemara here is doing everything it can to digress. So, Hoya, Oysa, Biyadov. So the Aloch is, if somebody Soicher is Poyalev, he has to feed him. If the worker was working with his hands, but not with his feet, with his feet but not with his hands, even if he's only working with his shoulders, as if there's a habamina that only a poyel that works the halacha is he's allowed to eat. No, the only time the poyel has a right to eat is if he's oisa biyodav uberaglav. My time, esvit the feast, exactly. My time, kisavay bekerem reyacho b'chol madiyav. Because this whole idea that the employer has to feed his poyel is not that from a pasuk. Kisavay bekerem reyacho b'chol tanovim kenafshu chasavecho v'kali cholaisitan. Doesn't say as kiptanam at the hand with the feet. It's what kisavay. You're here to show up. You're here to work. It doesn't matter how you work. B'chol madiyav. No, actually, ask the other way around. My time, Yosef Yehuda. The onus is on him to say a pshat, kishar, because he equated, the Gemara really equated, that pasuk of kisavi became reyecha, the idea that a seich is a poilim, you have to feed your workers, to leisach some sharbedishai. So, the poil is as ivy an ox. Mashar, actually, yasav yodav viraglov, just like the shar when he works, bedishai, it's biyodav viraglov, he's down on all fours. Av poil, actually, yasav yodav viraglov, poil, rabbi barafuno, dosh ba'avzim v'tarne goylim, the rabbi yasav yudamau. What about an animal that's not a shar, that doesn't work with yodav viraglov, such as a tarnagoyl or an avos? Where the animal itself doesn't work in that way. Do you have leisach some shor b'dishai? Right, the Gemara had said earlier in the parak that shor is lav dafka. We learn it from Shabbos. Any animal, you have the isser of loy sachsan. So what about an animal that doesn't work with its hands and its feet? Is the point of yadav v'ragla b'chol koichoy? So this is kol koichoy. Oydom b'yadav u'b'ragla b'inan v'alek. Teku. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Poyalim achele hilchu shesiv erev. Workers, if they didn't walk shesiv erev, so their job was to walk on top of the grapes in the vineyard to make wine. So if they went the shesi way and the erev way, vertically and horizontally, they're allowed to eat grapes. The ain't choice, but they're allowed to drink wine. Misha hilchu shesir, when they did go shesi v'erev, because exactly, when they can't walk a straight line, oichlin anove v'shesi. That means they've already been drinking wine. Then they're allowed to eat anove. Yeah. Hashtag that, right? Hashtag shesi v'erev. Yeah, so yeah, and the point is because when they only walk shasi, you don't have wine yet. The wine comes when they walk shasi v'erev. So when they only walk the one way, so they're doing avoida in the anovim, so you're allowed to eat anovim. When they walk the shasi v'erev, they're doing avoida in the anovim and the yayin. So then, oichlin anovim v'shoisim.